Emily Kwong, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series Congress in the 21st Century. Wednesday, October 30th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, 71 in Manhattan. It's 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, Vice President Harris enjoyed a wave of enthusiasm from young people when she took over the Democratic ticket last summer. But some of that energy may have waned. We will tell you more about what young voters are thinking now. Also in this next half hour, with Election Day right around the corner and the contest between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump looking to be extremely close, we're going to hear from a KU professor who has been studying the impact of gender on politics and political campaigns, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
Quick reminder that Friday is Live Day. I know we've been talking about it a lot, but it's so exciting. It's a set of free concerts, all live classical, and we have a free evening concert at the Lawrence Public Library featuring violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan. It's a special Halloween treat. Friday, KPR, Live Day on Kansas Public Radio, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for NPR comes
from Sharpen Me as an Artist.
Meet Khalil Amaru. He performs for a live audience as we broadcast from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks for tuning in today. News headlines are coming up next. Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine but a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon and an 80% chance of rain tomorrow night. It's 3:30.
Iran has also supplied Russia with drones in the fight, while Western allies, including the U.S., have given Ukraine modern weapons, financial help, and humanitarian assistance. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. State officials say a case of E. coli identified in Kansas has been traced to a McDonald's in Colorado. Another E. coli case has been reported in Missouri. Federal health officials are investigating an outbreak linked to food from McDonald's that has now sickened 50 people nationwide. KSNT reports that 50 people in 10 states were affected by the outbreak, with the majority of cases coming from Nebraska and Colorado. 10 people have been hospitalized, and in Colorado, one person has died. New data from the Guttmacher Institute finds that the number of monthly abortions in Kansas declined this summer from more than 2,000 per month in the spring to around 1,400 in July. That reflects a temporary closure of one of the state's largest abortion clinics. The Trust Women Clinic in Wichita closed in May due to leadership turmoil. It reopened in August. Guttmacher data scientist Isaac Maddow-Zimmet says clinic closures can significantly limit abortion access in states like Kansas.
Kansas in particular doesn't have an enormous amount of clinics, and it's one of the ways in which individual situations can magnify impacts for folks because it's a clinic network that is really taking on a big patient load.
The Guttmacher Institute is an independent research group that supports abortion rights. About 3% of U.S. high school students identify as transgender. That's according to the first attempt to gather national-level data on trans teens. The 2023 survey conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that gay and trans students don't often feel safe at school. Trans students also have higher rates of persistent sadness and suicidal thoughts. Miles Wilson is a 17-year-old trans student at East High School in Wichita. He says anti-trans legislation and attacks on gender-affirming care affect trans kids.
If we had full access to the health care that we need and support around us, we would not have this high of percentages of mental health issues.
About 25% of trans students reported skipping school because they felt unsafe. That's about twice the rate of other students. This is KPR. It's 3:35.
NPR comes from the station.
PR News on the Gaza border.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lawson. Mary Christine Banwart, an associate professor of communication studies at the University of Kansas, has devoted her career to studying the impact of gender on politics. Now, as Vice President Kamala Harris challenges former President Donald Trump for the White House, Banwart's book, Gender and Politics, Changing the Face of Civic Life, examines the latest research in the field. It now includes a new foreword about the Harris-Trump contest. She discussed her findings with Rick Hellman of the KU News Service in an episode of the podcast, When Experts Attack.
One of the phrases, it's free to give up their regular workday work time to travel to Topeka and be gone for several months at a time. You really have to have the flexible kind of job that allows you to do that. And that's not necessarily available to everyone. So the limiting structural norms of our political institutions, childcare even not being available, or being able to use campaign funds to pay for childcare so you can go door to door in the evenings. So we've got to think about those kinds of norms that we need to question and reconsider. What do we need to be doing differently?
That was KU Professor Mary Christine Banwart talking about her new book, Gender and Politics, Changing the Face of Civic Life. She was speaking with Rick Hellman of the KU News Service. Their full conversation is featured in the latest episode of the KU News podcast, When Experts Attack. It's available on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then several retired generals who served in the Trump administration say that Trump meets the definition of a fascist. Now, that is according to new reporting from The Atlantic.
They really believe Donald Trump represents an existential threat to the constitutional order of the United States in a way that no other politician does or has.
We'll hear more from the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, Jeffrey Goldberg. Also, part two of our interview with the widow of Alexei Navalny, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, October 24th through October 26th. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. Warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, an 80% chance of showers and storms with lows in the lower 50s. It is 69 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
This is All Things Considered.
Donate to this NPR station.
Friday, October 25th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library, a free show by yours truly, Destiny from Evening Classical, playing the violin in the flesh. See you there.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s, 30% chance of rain tomorrow, 80% chance of rain tomorrow night. It is 69 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Topeka, 73 in Emporia. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, now accepting donations of audio equipment, vinyl records, and more for their audio sales. More information on Audio Reader services and how to donate at reader.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Coming up very shortly, learn about early voting in Western North Carolina, even after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then we will hear from our good friend Rose Conlon. She will talk about some nuns in small town Kansas who have embraced investing as a necessary evil.
Some people are really troubled that we have assets to invest. We have to have a certain amount of money in reserve because we have people we have to take care of.
The sisters are also advocates for change at the companies in which they do invest. We'll get that story from Rose coming up shortly here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico, exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins, now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's Evening Classical with Destiny. The seasons are changing tonight. We will hear the music of fall, summer, and winter. Also some not-so-season-oriented music by Mozart, Haydn, and Mendelssohn. That's on KPR One station, 7 to 9 p.m. If you're joining us on KPR Two, following All Things Considered, we have the Moth Radio Hour. The time is 4:20.
In another,
honestly, it's the resilience of Philly that has strengthened me and sharpened me as an artist.
Meet Khalil Amaru. He performs for a live audience as we broadcast from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. Lows in the upper 40s tonight. 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. It's 4:30.
Researchers found these divisive cultural fights last year cost the nation's public schools approximately $3.2 billion.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. State health officials say a case of E. coli identified in Kansas has now been traced to a McDonald's in Colorado. Another E. coli case has been reported in Missouri. Federal health officials are investigating an outbreak linked to food from McDonald's that has now sickened 50 people nationwide. KSNT reports that 50 people in 10 states have been affected by the outbreak. The majority of cases came from Nebraska and Colorado. 10 people have been hospitalized, and in Colorado, one person has died. New data from the Guttmacher Institute finds that the number of monthly abortions in Kansas declined this summer, down from more than 2,000 per month in the spring to around 1,400 in July. That reflects a temporary closure of one of the state's largest abortion clinics. The Trust Women Clinic in Wichita closed in May due to leadership turmoil. It reopened in August. Guttmacher data scientist Isaac Maddow Zimmet says clinic closures can significantly limit abortion access in states like Kansas.
Kansas in particular doesn't have an enormous amount of clinics, and it's one of the ways in which individual situations can magnify impacts for folks because it's a clinic network that is really taking on a big patient load.
The Guttmacher Institute is an independent research group supporting abortion rights. In women's basketball, the Kansas State Wildcats have been picked to win the Big 12 in the preseason poll. Greg Eklund filed this report.
Before this year, the K-State women had never been picked to win the Big 12. The Wildcats are also ranked number 13 in the AP preseason poll. At the Big 12 media day in Kansas City, K-State coach Jeff Mitty said he's been asked a lot about the predictions.
I think this, we were excited to be number one, probably a little surprised. We know the league is extremely talented. We expected to be picked somewhere near the top.
The Wildcats lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament last year on their home floor against the Colorado Buffaloes, who are back in the Big 12 this year. The Kansas Jayhawks have been picked to finish eighth. I'm Greg Eklund.
It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, 70 in Topeka. The time is 4:35.
Support for
concert recordings and much more. So join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturdays on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Arencia de Mexico on October 26th. The new generation of mariachi takes the stage for a night of Mexican music. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next 30 minutes, we are visiting North Carolina, and in particular, the North Carolina State Fair. Esse quam videri. That's the North Carolina motto. It's one of those weird things I just know. North Carolina, one of the swing states that could decide the presidential election. That's why we have a team visiting there. With less than 2 weeks to go, the polls are dead even.
Well, it's tighter than I like it, but you never know till it's all said and done.
Coming up, what voters are saying at the North Carolina State Fair, coming up in just about, let's call it 20 minutes here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
It's 10 minutes before 5. This is KPR.
Humans or AI?
Unpack the answers with us every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., addressing some of the big questions of the day. And, of course, the not-so-big questions. We'll get you all the national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 5 o'clock.
From NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello. Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
68 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Manhattan, 66 in Abilene, 73 in Emporia. It is 5:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Stay with us. We will have an update of news headlines at 5:30. Then we will hear from a KU professor who has been studying the effect of gender on politics, particularly when you're running for a particular office. You may have noticed that Kamala Harris, running for a pretty big public office, part of the podcast, When Experts Attack. Stay tuned for that. Also, before we get to 6 o'clock, changes in the rental market mean some landlords are quite slow to fix problems, and tenants have become reluctant to complain about issues because they fear losing their housing in a tight market. That story and much more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Live Day is coming up on Friday. That's KPR's day where we feature live classical music throughout the day from our performance studio and from the Lawrence Public Library. This year's performers include the Washburn Winds, the St. Petersburg String Quartet, the Midwest Chamber Ensemble, and more. Live Day, it's Friday, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
PR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
News headlines are on the docket next. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s tomorrow. Sunshine and much warmer, highs in the mid-80s. 30% chance of rain during the day, 80% chance of rain tomorrow night. It's 5:30.
But they are part of ongoing influence campaigns it and other technology companies, including Meta and Alphabet, have tracked this year. Emily Fang, NPR News.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New data from the Guttmacher Institute finds that the number of monthly abortions in Kansas declined this summer from more than 2,000 per month in the spring to around 1,400 in July.
That reflects a temporary closure of one of the state's largest abortion clinics. The Trust Women Clinic in Wichita closed in May due to leadership turmoil. It reopened in August. Guttmacher data scientist Isaac Maddow-Zimmet says clinic closures can significantly limit abortion access in states like Kansas.
Kansas in particular doesn't have an enormous amount of clinics, and it's one of the ways in which individual situations can magnify impacts for folks because it's a clinic network that is really taking on a big patient load.
The Guttmacher Institute is an independent research group that supports abortion rights. About 3% of U.S. high school students identify as transgender, according to the first attempt to gather national data on trans teens. The 2023 survey conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows that gay and trans students don't often feel safe at school. Trans students also have higher rates of persistent sadness and suicidal thoughts. Miles Wilson is a 17-year-old trans student at East High School in Wichita. He says anti-trans legislation and attacks on gender-affirming care affect trans kids.
If we had full access to the healthcare that we need and support around us, we would not have this high of percentages of mental health issues.
About 25% of trans students reported skipping school because they felt unsafe. That's about twice the rate of other students. In the world of women's collegiate basketball, the Kansas State Wildcats have been picked to win the Big 12 in the preseason poll. Greg Eklund has more.
Before this year, the K-State women had never been picked to win the Big 12. The Wildcats are also ranked number 13 in the AP preseason poll. At the Big 12 media day in Kansas City, K-State coach Jeff Mitty said he's been asked a lot about the predictions.
I think this, we were excited to be number one, probably a little surprised. We know the league is extremely talented. We expected to be picked somewhere near the top.
The Wildcats lost in the second round of the NCAA tournament last year on their home floor against the Colorado Buffaloes, who are back in the Big 12 this year. The Kansas Jayhawks have been picked to finish eighth. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, much warmer with highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with an 80% chance of showers and storms, mostly in the evening. It's 5:35.
Daniel Estrin, NPR News, on the Gaza border.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Mary Christine Banward, an associate professor of communication studies at the University of Kansas, has devoted her career to studying the effect of gender on politics. Now, as Vice President Kamala Harris challenges former President Donald Trump for the White House, Banward's book, Gender and Politics, Changing the Face of Civic Life, examines the latest research in the field. And it now includes a new foreword about the Harris-Trump contest. She discussed her findings with Rick Hellman of the KU News Service in an episode of the podcast, When Experts Attack.
None of the phrases that's frequently used necessarily available to everyone. So the limiting structural norms of our political institutions, child care even not being available, or being able to use campaign funds to pay for child care so you can go door to door in the evenings. So we've got to think about those kinds of norms that we need to question and reconsider. What do we need to be doing differently?
We've been listening to KU Professor Mary Christine Banward talking about her new book, Gender and Politics, Changing the Face of Civic Life. She spoke with Rick Hellman of the KU News Service. Their full conversation is featured in the latest episode of the KU News podcast, When Experts Attack, available on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
Stay tuned. Heading into another hour of All Things Considered, news headlines at 6:01, then a conversation with the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic, which just dropped a report saying that several retired generals who served in the Trump administration say that Trump actually meets the definition of a fascist. That story plus a follow-up. Second part of our conversation with the widow of dissident Alexei Navalny. All that yet to come here on KPR. Stay tuned. Clear skies are in the forecast tonight. Lows in the upper 40s tomorrow. Sunshine, but we will have a 30% chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Quite a bit warmer than today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, an 80% chance of showers and storms, mostly in the evening, but another chance of rain after midnight. Lows tomorrow night in the lower 50s, quite a bit chillier on Friday, with highs in the upper 60s. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Live Day. In person at the Lawrence Public Library, free October 25th, 7 p.m. See you there.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. Lows in the upper 40s tonight, highs in the mid 80s tomorrow. It's 6 o'clock.